Foxy 107 104, your only station for today's R&B and classic soul. She's an actress, stand-up comedian, author, and known for her role in The Ghost Whisperers. And, of course, she is a co-host of The Talk, hit show The Talk. And understand she's the only one I know who can dust bust her refrigerator to keep it clean. You still doing that?
How are you?
I'm doing good, Aisha.
Yeah, that's a little... I was on Rove LA, and I was talking about the fact that when I'm so OCD, I'm like, I said, if you ever seen a unicorn, you're gonna see the next most rare thing, which is a black person with obsessive compulsive disorder.
Oh, you're so funny.
I do dust bust out my fridge, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, hey, at least it keeps it immaculate, keeps it clean.
It is neat. It's neat.
All right, but on a serious tip, early voting, election, just 5 days away. And, of course, early voting ends in North Carolina on Saturday. What is your message to our Foxy listeners about getting out to vote?
Well, first of all, you made one of them perfectly, which is that you can vote. You can early vote until the end of the day on Saturday. And for a lot of people who are busy with their jobs, they got families and kids and everything going on, this is a great opportunity to get in there and early vote on Saturday. You can vote all day, 6:30 in the morning till 7:30 at night. So get in there, make that a trip with your family, make it a fun thing. Make it a priority, because this election is so incredibly important. And I don't think in my lifetime we've had a more important election. I think people were really galvanized by the last election. You know, we were making history and it felt so special. But I would actually argue that this election is even more important than the previous election, because we know we have a very clear picture of what these two candidates stand for and what they would do with the country. And we've won candidate who wants to take our country forward, who's turned our economy around, who's saved jobs, who's working to help college kids pay for college and help poor families get a leg up. And you have a guy who believes that we should let everybody kind of sink and swim on their own. And if he got his, and if you can't get yours, then too bad for you. So I think that, you know, I'll tell you, my father's from Pittsburgh. His dad died when he was very young. He was raised by a single mother. He has an eighth grade education. He worked tirelessly every day to give his daughters an opportunity. And everything that I have in my life, all of my luck and my opportunity, is because I was born an American. And so I feel such an obligation to do what I can, not just to participate in the democratic process, but to do what I can for others. And I feel like, for me, with all of the good luck that I've had, to whom much is given, much is required. And so I feel like I want to give back, and I feel like I need to give back, and I feel like whatever I can do to help other people and participate in this process and make sure that as a country we're doing for everyone, not just rich people, not just the lucky people, but doing for everyone and giving everyone a shot, to me, that's the America I want to live in. So that's why I think it's important to vote. And I think that's why I want to encourage other people to get out there and be a part of this process and make your voice heard.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with multitasking Aisha Tyler. And getting back to early voting, I had a caller yesterday who called me. She's been voting since she was 18 years old. She's in her 30s now. Mm-hmm. She goes to vote, mm-hmm. and she's not on the register, and she can't figure out why. The good thing about early voting is there's a problem, it can be fixed there on the spot. Now, if you wait till November the 6th, you might not be able to vote.
Well, what's great about early voting is that you can register and vote on the same day. So if you're confused about whether you're registered, you can't remember, or you've moved since the last time you voted, or even if there's just any doubt in your mind, just bring any proof of residence to the polling place during early voting, a water bill, cable bill, any bill, you know, everybody got a bill. Bring a bill with you, and that way you can just prove where you live, and you can vote right there. Register and vote on the same day. And that's just during early voting, though. So you got to make sure you get in there by the end of the day on Saturday.
If you want to
register and vote at the same time. Otherwise, you can vote. If you know you're registered, you can obviously vote on voting day.
As long as it's not in the baby's name, right? The bill's not in the baby's name.
Exactly. who has a bill coming in the baby's name?
You'd be surprised.
People get creative, I know.
You'd be surprised. All right, Aisha Tyler, what do you got? What are you working on in future projects? What are you working on right now?
Oh, God. So, well, you know, I've been really lucky because the Talk is doing so well. We're in our third season now. We're the fastest growing show in daytime, which is just, we're so proud of. You know, we were nominated for 3 Emmys this year, so we're just cranking, just on the grind, as the kids like to say. And season 4 of Archer starts in January. We're in the middle of recording that right now.
Why do you give Archer such a hard time? Why do you give Archer such a bad time?
Because he's a pain in my behind. That man is out of his mind.
That's one of my favorite.
He is out of his mind. But the season 4, we're about halfway through recording it. It's hilarious. People are going to love the new season, so that drops in just a couple months. And then my podcast, Girl on Guy, was named Best New Comedy Podcast on iTunes and was just nominated for a Stitcher Award. So you can just check all that out by going to AishaTyler.com, and you can find out everything about me there. And if you want to know more about what's happening locally and where you can vote, you go to vote.barackobama.com. That'll tell you where your early vote location is, all your polling locations, and anything you need to know about getting out there and being a part of the democratic process.
All right, Aisha Tyler, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Get you some sleep, girl.
Thank you, Mayu. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.